Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, and this is Barbara Ridenour with the Decatur Herald and Review, dated August 5th, 2016. We'll start today's reading on the front page with Time to Turn on Celebration, Downtown Ready to Celebrate. Last year's Decatur celebration may be a tough act to follow, but the thoughts of producer Lori Sturgill are far from worrying about an encore. There's always last-minute things to get together, Sturgill said. The 2016 Decatur Celebration, the 31st annual staging of the 3-day downtown event, opened Thursday evening with a carnival preview. The event opens at 5 p.m. today. Opening ceremonies at the show stage next to the Decatur Civic Center are at 6 p.m. The festival runs until 11 p.m. today and Saturday. The Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade is at 10 a.m. Saturday, and the festival opens at 11 a.m. Sunday's hours are 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Grand Marshals for this year's parade include Red Cross Heartland Heroes, Celebration Newlyweds Mark and Amy Scranton, the Celebration King and Queen, who will be crowned at tonight's opening ceremonies, and Mayor Julie Moore Wolfe. Last year's celebration was considered the best in a decade, boosted by pleasant weather and a strong stage lineup. This year's headliner is Morris Day and the Time. The 1980s dance funk group performs on the show stage at 8 p.m. Sunday. I've wanted to book them for years, Sturgill said. Other featured acts include Thompson Square, 38 Special, Plum, Colton Dixon, Jonathan Jackson, and Michael Jackson tribute act, King Michael. Another attraction is Saturday's 5th annual Heinkel's Hot Dog Eating Competition Finals. The event is at the Funfest stage at 3 p.m. Teddy Dela Cruz has won the last two competitions, last year winning with 21 dogs consumed in 10 minutes, shy of his 2014 record of 22.5. A professional eater, Patrick Deep Dish Bertoletti, ate 40 dogs in a competition against 5 media members in 2013. He defeated the 5-person team 40-33. Among the hundreds of unique events and exhibits at the celebration this year, Sturgill pointed to the U.S. Air Force Rapid Strike full-motion simulator ride as a particular delight. The ride simulates an F-22 Raptor flight, a C-17 cargo drop, special operations ground surveillance, satellite communications, and a Reaper missile strike, all from a first-person point of view. The 7-minute film holds a dozen people at a time. Foods traditional and exotic are a celebration fixture. This year features 8 new foods, including Island Spice meat skewers. One of the meats is lobster. The meat is marinated for days, Sturgill said. It's so good. Decatur's public transit's free downtown trolley will circulate the perimeter of the festival. Hours for all transit services are extended during celebration, including Sunday. Caterpillar cuts preserve investor value, optimism. Caterpillar Incorporated's second quarter results dumped another load of bad news last week, and yet the stock price soared. What gives? Part of the answer is revealed in a closer read of the numbers as Peoria-based Caterpillar actually beat Wall Street expectations with revenues of $10.3 billion and a profit of $1.09 a share, dragged down to 93 cents after restructuring costs. Caterpillar has now said it's upping 2016 layoff and other cutback expenses to $700 million as it slashes costs to preserve profits while a sales slump drags into its 43rd month. Caterpillar believes the cumulative cuts can save it $2 billion by the end of 2016. Wall Street, watching closely from the stands in capitalism's gladiatorial contest of all against all, saluted Caterpillar's actions, bidding up the share price recently to a 52-week high. The shareholders whose buying and selling drive stock prices also appreciate being more directly rewarded for their investment faith. Caterpillar has made dividends and stock buybacks a priority and announced in June the latest 77-cent quarterly cash dividend. This is the 22nd straight year the maker of the world's largest off-road mining trucks, with its factory in Decatur, has paid ever higher dividends. Cutting expenses to preserve profit is not without its own price, however, and Caterpillar now predicts profit per share at the end of 2016 will hit $2.75 after restructuring costs, down from a previous forecast of $3. And the news we've seen over the last few months is definitely not giving us more confidence, said Michael DeWalt, a company vice president in charge of the finance services division. He had warned industry analysts of a struggling world economy driven by everything from the vote of Great Britain to leave the European Union to an attempted coup in Turkey and a turbulent presidential election at home. And yet, not all of those analysts say their faith in Caterpillar's future prospects rests on its ability to slash costs. They point to Caterpillar's stated belief that 2016 sales will improve overall as the year wears on, buoying speculation even hard-hit mining-related sales may have touched bottom. Hopefully this is the worst quarter we'll see, said DeWalt, talking of the 2016 second quarter. One faint ray of light is coming from the mining equipment dealers, which sell the giant Decatur-built trucks. Under analyst questioning, Caterpillar said some of those dealers are finally booking used equipment to rebuild business after a long drought. It hasn't really hit our parts business quite yet, but hopefully it will, DeWalt said. Plan Commission rejects ash rezoning. A request to rezone the corner of Ash Avenue and U.S. Business 51 for office use failed to gain approval from the Decatur Plan Commission on Thursday. The Decatur City Council will make the final decision on the matter at a future meeting. The Plan Commission's role is to forward rezoning items with a recommendation either to approve or deny them. On Thursday, the Commission unanimously agreed with the city staff recommendation to deny the request, which would rezone the area from a residential district to an office district. Petitioner Mark Ekus has owned the vacant lot at 4183 North Water Street for nearly 20 years. He told the Commission that he hoped to build a 1,600-square-foot building for his American Family Insurance business on the site. I need to do something with it, he said. I pay taxes on it every year, mow it, maintain it, keep it looking nice. Assistant City Manager Billy Tias said the city's recommendation was based in part on a desire to see more certainty about how any development in the area would be designed. The office district rezoning would allow for 31 different types of uses. He said city staff also do not believe that an office district is the highest and best use of the property in question. Last fall, the city council narrowly rejected a proposal to rezone several parcels of land in the same area to develop an Aldi grocery store. That proposal, which city staff recommends approving, would have rezoned the area as a planned development, meaning the specific site plan would be defined. Neighbors had strenuously objected to the Aldi proposal, saying it would cause traffic problems, hurt the neighborhood, and decrease property values. Several neighbors sat in the audience during the Plan Commission meeting. Only one other person spoke, asking questions of Ekus about his plans for the property. Ekus said that after the meeting that he would take his proposal to the city council. If it's rejected, he said he would request again to rezone it, this time as a planned development that would provide more certainty about his proposal. He said he was encouraged by a conversation with the neighbors after the meeting. They would much rather see something like that go in than something bigger, he said. And on page 2, what's happening today, just a quick look at events, etc. Cruise and Roosters Car Show, 4 to 7 p.m., Moquegua Rehab and Healthcare Center. $10 entry fee, 50-50 drawing, dash plaques, door prizes, raffles, and awards. And, of course, Decatur Celebration opening ceremonies at 6 p.m. downtown Decatur. The Effingham County Fair, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., Effingham County Fairgrounds, Ultimate. Family Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Children's Museum of Illinois in Decatur. Museum opens late the first Friday of every month. PAP Printing Friday Fun Night, 5 to 10 p.m., Coles County Dragway, USA, Charleston. Adults $10, children 12 and younger free. Exhibits, Chevrolet Hall of Fame Museum, Decatur, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., ages 13 and older, $9, ages 3 to 12, $3. Decatur Airport Gallery, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., the watercolor artwork of Sharon Zimmerman. Decatur Public Library, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., upstairs gallery, Jim Hill Photography. Erlinson Art Gallery, Richland Community College, is by appointment. Gallery 510 Arts Guild in Decatur, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The artwork of Sue Goodpaster, featuring two series in the exhibit, including a garden theme and rural America. The gallery will be open during the first Friday walk from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Friday, August 12th. Macon County History Museum in Prairie Village, Decatur, 1 to 4 p.m. Adults $2, ages 12 and younger, $1. Madden Arts Center, Decatur, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Ann Lloyd Gallery, the paintings of Bert Hoddinott. Perkinson Art Center, Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan, Decatur, noon to 5 p.m. Quilted Keepsakes Quilt Show, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., C.H. Moore Homestead, DeWitt County Museum, Clinton. Adults $5, children 12 to 18, $2, antique to contemporary quilts are displayed. Rock Springs Nature Center, Decatur, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., North Gallery. Watercolor artist Sue Watts, South Gallery. David Staff, Nature Photography. Schaub Floral Display Center, Sportsman Park, Decatur, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wild Flower Artisan Bakery and Cafe, Decatur, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., with featuring the jewelry of Barb Hodges. Music, Bluegrass on the Prairie, 6 to 9 p.m., Allerton Park and Retreat Center, Monticello. The prices are $5 per person or $10 per family. Bement Country Opera Band, 7 p.m., Bement Country Opry, Monticello. Adults $10, children 12 and under 5, dinner is 9, available at 5 p.m. Nightlife, Banker Street Relics and Alex Walker, 7 p.m., Village Wine and Gifts, Effingham. Black Queen, a tribute to Queen, 9:30 p.m., Donnie's Homespun Pizza, Decatur. Docta LD, Karaoke DJ, 9 p.m. at Curly's in Decatur. Mary Jo Curry Blues Band, 9 p.m. at Barb's Place in Decatur. On stage, James and the Giant Peach Jr., 10:30 a.m., Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Offbeat adaptation of the classic Roald Dahl adventure, a boy and his insect friends take an amazing journey across the ocean. Sister Act, 8 p.m., Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Seniors, Rules of the Road, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., Macon County Senior Center, Decatur. Health screenings, 4 to 8 p.m. in Effingham at the Effingham County Fair. Support groups, Alcoholics Anonymous, Back to Basics, 8 a.m., Central United Methodist Church of Decatur. Alcoholics Anonymous, Road to Recovery, noon to 1 p.m., St. John's Episcopal Church in Decatur, open discussion meeting. Narcotics Anonymous, noon, Church of the Living God, Temple 46, Decatur. Narcotics Anonymous, 8 p.m., AFFAS, Decatur. Tomorrow's highlights, Decatur Celebration Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade at 10 a.m. downtown Decatur. Page 3 in local news, family walk, run walk becoming a celebration tradition. The word has gotten out about the Macon County Obesity Coalition's Family Fun Run Walk. In its sixth year, the event is a chance to help out a local cause, but also get a prime spot to watch the Decatur Celebration Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade in the event's VIP area, which also provides water and healthy snacks. Brandy Binkley, Macon County Health Department Director of Health Promotion, said this year will surpass its previous best of 300 participants. This is the most pre-registrants we've ever had. Right now we're at 275, and there's still plenty of time to sign up, Binkley said. Participants can sign up through today and 9 to 9:30 a.m. Saturday in the VIP area at the intersection of East Main and South Main Streets. The entry fee is $10 per person or $30 per family/team, with up to 6 family team members. Participants should meet at the VIP area before the race, which will begin at 9:50 a.m. 5 minutes before the start, participants will be taken to where the race begins on East Main and South Franklin. The track is a mile through the parade route, and participants can run or walk. It's non-competitive and for all ages. We've had people pushing strollers all the way to people in their 80s and 90s, Binkley said. After the race, all participants will receive medals, and healthy snacks and water will be available in the VIP tent, which participants are welcome to stay in to watch the parade. It's usually crowded and tough to get a spot, so that's a big draw, Binkley said. The Obesity Prevention Coalition was formed in 2008, originating through a grant from the American Academy of Pediatrics. All the proceeds from the Family Run Walk go to the Obesity Coalition to hold healthy living activities in Macon County and fund the coalition's grant program. All of the funds stay in Macon County, Binkley said. The grant is awarded annually to an organization or individual with an initiative the coalition thinks meets the needs of the community and matches its mission. There were 16 applicants this year, and Binkley said the coalition is in the process of notifying this year's recipient and would announce it soon. If you go, Macon County Obesity Prevention Coalition Family Run Walk is Saturday at 9:50 a.m. Meet at the intersection of East Main Street and U.S. Routes 51. Cost is $10 per person, $30 per team or family, up to 6 on a team or in a family. Of note, forms are available at the Macon County Health Department, 1221 East Condit Street, at the Macon County Obesity Prevention Coalition Facebook page. Drop them off at MCHD or email them to B. Binkley, that's B-B-I-N-K-L-E-Y, at MaconCountyHealth.org. That's B. Binkley at MaconCountyHealth.org. They'll also be available between 9 and 9:30 in the morning of the event at the intersection of East Main Street and U.S. Route 51. In education, winning by reading. Former Illini star says education, hard work pay off. Argenta, disappointed he didn't make the middle school baseball team the day before, 11-year-old Damon Roper of Oriana asked D. Brown a question from the heart. When the star point guard for the University of Illinois men's basketball team turned pro, the boy wanted to know, did he play on an NBA team every year? Brown's reply was equally telling. Drafted by the Utah Jazz for the 2006-07 season, Brown said he played overseas the next year because he was signed in 2008 for brief stints with the Washington Wizards and then the Phoenix Suns before he was released. He trained with the Dallas Mavericks in 2010, but was cut before the season started. So I was fired from 3 different NBA teams, Brown said. My struggles have allowed me to be who I am today. now Director of Player Development and Alumni Relations for Men's Basketball at the U of I, Brown, 31, was spending part of his Thursday morning reading books to children who participated in the Argenta Orianna Public Library District Summer Reading Program and giving them a pep talk. Brown was originally scheduled to kick off the Reading for the Win program in June, but because he underwent hip replacement surgery earlier this summer, he came this week for a culminating event. The Connection? Youth Services Librarian Carol Roberson's nephew, Chris Althoff, was manager of the Illinois basketball team when Brown played, and his younger brother Patrick is the current manager. I thought a visit from Brown would fit the theme of winning, Roberson said. The titles Brown chose to read aloud to about 45 people gathered at the Friends Creek Community Building in Argenta were The Boy Who Cried Wolf and an excerpt from Winning 101. Everywhere I went, I always put the word win on the board, Brown said. Win, us, we, family. If it ain't about those words right there, then we're not going to be successful. But he said his priorities in college were to work hard on being a good person and a good student and then a good basketball player. Illinois shirts were plentiful in the audience, and almost everyone lined up afterward to meet Brown, get his autograph, and or have a photo taken with him. Trudy Smith of Argenta was among the adults who praised Brown for setting a good example. So many young people are focused on becoming Michael Jordan when there are so many other opportunities in this life, Smith said. You're emphasizing the basics of education and using basketball as a platform to get where you want to be, and I want to thank you for that, she said. In Crimes and Courts, Decatur man douses woman with alcohol in front of her children. Decatur. A 22-year-old Decatur man was arrested Tuesday on multiple charges, including aggravated battery and criminal damage to property, for allegedly assaulting a woman and damaging her car while she had her three children in the vehicle. The 28-year-old victim told police she drove to a residence in the 700 block of East Johns Avenue, where she encountered Trayson Washington, who began yelling obscenities and arguing with her, said an affidavit by Decatur Patrol Officer Cody Rose. He balled up his fists and tried to punch her in the face several times. However, he did not make contact, as she dodged his punches, she told police. She returned to her SUV and began backing out of the driveway when he grabbed a shovel and attempted to strike the front of her car, once again failing to make contact. Washington then grabbed hold of her driver's door as she was backing out. As he continued to hold on to the door, it struck a metal fence, damaging the door and the fence. The victim succeeded in making it to the roadway, but Washington then fired a plastic cup filled with an alcoholic beverage through the rear driver's side window. The drink splattered all over the victim, the windshield, and inside of her vehicle. The three children, all younger than 9 years old, were sitting in the rear seat during the incident. Washington, who is due in court for his arraignment by Wednesday, recently was discharged from parole after serving parts of 2 3-year consecutive prison sentences for aggravated battery, great bodily harm, and possession of a stolen motor vehicle for convictions in 2012. In his aggravated battery incident, he was originally also charged with robbery for stealing the bicycle of a 14-year-old girl. He and another male suspect pushed the girl off her bicycle, injuring her elbow and thigh. After Washington and the other male stole the girl's bicycle, they punched another girl who was with the bicyclist, according to a police affidavit. Witnesses saw Washington and the other male shove the bicyclist, steal her bike, and punch the other girl. Local briefs for 8-0805. Decatur, nurse pretest and adult education department will offer pretest for certified nursing assistant training 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday, August 8th, Tuesday, August 9th, and Wednesday, August 10th at the Alternative Education Center, 300 East El Dorado Street. Enter through door G at the corner of Franklin and Cerro Gordo Streets. The pretest is required before registering for the program. Prospective students will return the following week for test results and assessments. For more information, call 242-3085. Decatur, drugs found in car. Police say Decatur man on parole after being convicted of drug dealing was caught dealing drugs again Monday evening. Sworn statements said the 25-year-old suspect's car was stopped by police about 4:30 p.m. in the 900 block of West Sawyer Street after officers said they knew the suspect's license was suspended. Police found more than 2 grams of cannabis and 1.3 grams of crack cocaine in the car. The amounts of drugs indicate the suspect was dealing again, police said. He was booked on charges of drug possession with intent to deliver. He was also charged with possession and intent to deliver within 1,000 feet of a church. Decatur, book signing. Author and Kincaid native Margaret Phillips will sign copies of her books, The Biggest Slide Out of This World, at Wildflower Artisan Bakery and Cafe, 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday, August 6th. Phillips will read from her story of a little girl with a big imagination. Decatur, Frog and Toad. Rock Springs Nature Center is having a Frog and Toad Show from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th. Fee is $2 per person. Pre-register online by Wednesday, August 10th at www.MaconCountyConservation.org. That's Macon County Conservation, all one word, .org. Food Innovation. Tickets are available for the Food Innovation Challenge Awards Banquet, which is scheduled to start at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, August 11th at the Decatur Club, 158 West Prairie Avenue. Community members are encouraged to attend to support the contest in partnership with Archer Daniels Midland Company and National Food Works Services, and the 10 semifinalists and the Growth of Food Innovation and the Entrepreneurship Indicator. The featured speaker is Daryl Travis, founder and CEO of Brand Trust. Travis is the author of Little Things, Big Returns, which explores what motivates people and how to deliver meaningful experiences to customers. Tickets, which must be purchased in advance, are $50 each or $450 for a table of 10. Proceeds benefit Mercy Kitchen, a 13-week culinary-based job skills training program offered by the Good Samaritan Inn. For more information, go to www.foodinnovationchallenge.com. That's all one word, foodinnovationchallenge.com, /registration. Clinton, meth bust arrests. 2 people were charged Wednesday in DeWitt County Circuit Court with felony methamphetamine trafficking, and police are seeking 2 more suspects following an investigation by Task Force 6. William Mazander, 35, of Maroa, and Lori Agee, 37, of Clinton, each were charged with methamphetamine conspiracy, a Class X felony. Both remain in DeWitt County Jail. Agee was also charged with possession of less than 15 grams of methamphetamine and must post $3,000 to be released. Mazander also charged with possession of less than 500 grams of methamphetamine and must post $5,000 to be released. A Class X felony carries a possible sentence of 6 to 30 years in prison. Arrest warrants for methamphetamine trafficking have been issued for 2 other suspects. They are Amanda Mazander, 35, of Maroa, and Rebecca Justice, 35, of Maroa. evening house fire. Firefighters were on the scene of a fire Thursday evening in Argenta, Macon County Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Jamie Belcher said the occupants of the home in the 100 block of North Short Street had escaped and were uninjured. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Decatur Herald and Review dated August 5th, 2016. This is Barbara Ridenour. Please stay tuned.